Welcome to Successful Decision Making, an audio program in the HeartMath Empowerment Series. All material contained in this recording is copyrighted by HeartMath LLC, and any unauthorized use is strictly prohibited. Our intention in presenting this aspect of HeartMath's material is to share practical information and useful techniques with people who are looking for a more satisfying and fulfilling life experience. We appreciate and support your interest in the HeartMath system and in learning how to use your own heart's intelligence as an efficient source of intuition and answers to apply to all areas of your life. For additional audio programs or to learn more about HeartMath, please call 1-800-450-9111. Or for an immediate overview of HeartMath, visit us online at www.heartmath.com. Part 1. In this program, we're going to explore how you can consistently make better decisions by using the power of the heart to increase your intelligence capacity. You'll learn that your emotions influence your decision-making capability as well as your mind, and how to use simple heart math techniques to help you make decisions, large and small, with more confidence and far more satisfying results. The dictionary describes a decision as the act of reaching a conclusion or making up one's mind. According to new scientific research, though, this is only part of the story. One of the most intriguing findings in recent research is that our emotions are involved as much as, or even more than, our minds in the process of making decisions. A highly successful real estate entrepreneur summed up this new knowledge when she casually said in an interview, "I'm like everyone else. I decide what to buy with my heart, and then I use my head to rationalize the decision." What she was describing was the feeling quality she relied on to make her buying decisions. She clearly engages her emotions as well as her mind in the decision-making process and puts her heart into it. We are all decision-makers, making a staggering number of big and small decisions each and every day. In today's fast-moving, stimulation-drenched, complex world, we are faced with numerous decisions to make every day. Each decision, whether large or small, requires us to consider options and make choices, often at breakneck speed. Although our ability to choose is perhaps the greatest gift of being human, the pace of life and magnitude of change today can sometimes make us feel that all this choice is too much of a good thing. Sometimes, having to make so many decisions leaves us feeling overwhelmed and uncertain. So with decision-making often being a stressful activity, and the speed and complexity of life adding to our stress, it's no surprise that we can find ourselves feeling confused, irritable, or even indifferent in the face of all the decisions begging for our attention. There can be times when it feels easier just not to decide, to let things work out however they will. Well, sometimes deciding not to decide is perfectly appropriate. But there it is again. That's a decision, too. What you're about to learn is a simple and hopeful approach to effective decision-making. Although common belief is that we make our decisions with our mind, there is growing recognition that IQ, which measures primarily mental intelligence capacity, is not the most accurate predictor of real intelligence, let alone success in life. IQ doesn't measure street smarts, creativity, or emotional sensitivity. And these are all important qualities commonly used in effective decision-making. Our emotions, in particular, are far more influential in our decision-making process than many people realize. Science tells us that the human body is an incredible system comprised of roughly 7 trillion cells. This system orchestrates a mind-boggling level of physical and biochemical coordination, the kind of coordination that's necessary to enter a command into the computer, cough, or drive a car. When you consider how little you have to think about such things, it seems even more incredible. When was the last time you reminded your heart to beat, your lungs to expand and contract, or your digestive organs to secrete just the right chemicals at just the right time? These and a myriad of other processes are handled unconsciously for us every moment we live. Intelligence manages the whole system, much of it without our conscious awareness. But what is becoming increasingly apparent is that these system processes are profoundly affected by what we consciously do, what we think, what we feel, and how we react. Research is now clear that the inability to manage oneself emotionally leads to premature aging, diminished mental clarity, and even blocked access to our innate intelligence. It's easy to see from this perspective that our decision-making process is also affected by our conscious thoughts, feelings, and actions. The good news is that the converse is also true. As we learn to increase what researchers call our internal coherence, this leads to more efficiency in all physiological systems, as well as greater creativity, adaptability, and flexibility. All these qualities are inherent in the high-speed decision-making activities we engage in day in and day out. In short, we're making better decisions because we're more coherent. What all this means to our ability to make effective decisions is this. When our system is stressed and unmanaged, our decision-making ability and cognitive functions are compromised. On the other hand, when our mind-body system is functioning coherently through processes we can initiate on our own behalf, our ability to make decisions is heightened and improved. Think of the last bad decision you made, or that someone close to you made. Did mismanaged emotions play a part? Did you or someone else overreact or strongly influence the decision based on emotions? Chances are you probably did. We've all done it. Generally, it doesn't mean the end of the world, but it can certainly make for messes to clean up and new decisions to be made to improve a situation gone south. Now, think of the last good decision you made. What were the circumstances, and what were you feeling at the time? It's highly likely that you were feeling balanced and positive, and were able to view the situation from a place of ease and well-being. Or even if the situation was a tense or stressful one, you probably found a zone of clarity that made the decision easier. This is because our emotional state is critical to how we make decisions. It is often emotion, not intellect, that is the fuel that drives the engine of decision-making, whether in personal life or in business. Intellect may provide the direction, but emotion is the fuel. If the fuel being used is not high octane, but more like kerosene, we can burn through the decision-making process, but with low-quality results. This is often what occurs when we're in the grips of unmanaged emotion, maybe tired or irritable, sleep-deprived, or feeling pressured and anxious. But when we're feeling balanced and coherent, our minds become far more effective, sharp, and clear. It boils down to this. When we're stressed, we lose our emotional balance and are prone to making poor decisions. When we're balanced and coherent in our emotions, we're poised to make good decisions that will best serve us and everyone concerned. To continue this session of successful decision-making, obtain the audio file for Part 2. Successful Decision-Making, Part 2. How do we learn to make better decisions? A good place to begin is by knowing that when we improve our heart-brain communication, we create a greater ability to achieve emotional balance. Then, with a higher ratio of emotional balance, our mental clarity increases and our decision-making capabilities improve. Talking about the heart in relation to its communication could seem unusual, but discoveries over the past 20 years have revealed that within each of us, there exists an organizing and central intelligence that can lift us beyond our problems and into a new experience of fulfillment, even in the midst of chaos. This line of investigation has been conducted here at HeartMath's Research Center for well over a decade. We call it heart intelligence. Heart intelligence is the intelligent flow of awareness and insight we experience Once the mind and emotions are brought into balance and coherence through self-initiated process, Heart Intelligence embraces and fosters both mental and emotional intelligence. Here's how it works. The heart is far more than a blood pump. It actually sends powerful healing commands to the brain and the rest of the body. It has a very complex nervous system, which processes information every moment we're alive. Information the brain needs to do its job. The heart also produces important hormones that affect the brain and the rest of the body. The electrical energy the heart generates, commonly measured as our EKG, actually permeates every cell in our bodies and is amazingly 50 to 60 times stronger than the electrical energy generated within the brain. When we learn to harness the heart's power, we create a highly ordered state scientists call coherence. And when we do, we activate the heart's intelligence. This balanced combination of heart and mind gives us a much greater ability to manage our emotions, and it ignites the higher centers in our brain, all of which gives us the ability to make better decisions more easily. Let me share a simple technique that creates coherence and offers access to the heart's intelligence. This technique uses the power of the heart to balance your thoughts and emotions in a hurry. It's called the Quick Coherence Technique. The Quick Coherence Technique helps you to achieve a neutral, poised state, which is essential for good decision-making. Quick coherence is comprised of three steps: heart focus, heart breathing, heart feeling. I'll take you through these steps, and then you'll apply the Quick Coherence Technique to a current decision you want to make. Step 1 is heart focus. Focus your attention on the area around your heart, the area in the center of your chest. Place your hand there if you'd like to help keep your attention in this area. Now let's go to the second step, heart breathing. Breathe deeply but normally, and as you do, feel as if your breath is coming in and going out through your heart area. As you inhale, feel as if your breath is flowing in through the heart, and as you exhale, feel it leaving through this area. Counting to 5 or 6 as you inhale and 5 or 6 as you exhale can help you gain a deeper, healthier rhythm. Step 3 is the most important step. It's called heart feeling. While maintaining your heart focus and heart breathing, activate a positive feeling. One of the easiest ways to generate a positive, heart-based feeling is to remember a special place, the love you feel for a close friend or a family member, or maybe a treasured pet. It can be anything that feels good to you. Hold that feeling for about 20 seconds. It's that easy. Just practice the three steps: heart focus, heart breathing, and heart feeling. Now, what do you observe from your first experience of the Quick Coherence Technique? You likely feel a little calmer, more at ease, and perhaps more in sync with life. What this technique helps you to do is to create synchronization in your nervous system, which improves heart-brain communication. You become more coherent, which also adds the benefit of impacting your hormonal system in a positive way. Just doing this simple technique opens the brain up so you can experience more mental clarity. The Quick Coherence Technique is useful in activating the heart's intelligence, offering you a quick boost of clarity needed for effective decision-making. You can use it any time you need to bring your system into balance and make a decision. It's especially useful in making those small decisions that come up throughout the day. Let me explain, and then we'll do the technique again. Small decisions might not seem that important, yet we know inside that our choices do make a difference. How and what we decide affects the overall quality of our day. As we go through the following examples of small decisions, you might notice how you feel about each one.
This is important to notice because it indicates how much our emotions color our decisions. Here are some examples of small decisions. Should I share this information in an email or should I call a brief meeting to explain it? Will we go out to eat tonight or should I stop at the store and fix something at home? Would it be better to answer my email now, make a phone call, or work on that project? Small decisions can stack up in a hurry and often whirl around in our minds, sapping our energy and detracting from our sense of well-being in the moment. Small decisions might not seem that critical at the time, but they take up headroom while we defer making the decisions, even when we think we're not thinking about them. Or we can find ourselves falling into habitual modes of dealing with them and just do what's easiest, but not necessarily the most pleasing or effective. What are some of the small decisions you need to make? These might be things you decide on every day, things relating to upcoming events or planning what to do for the weekend. Pick a small decision you need to make right now. Now, I'd like you to take a minute and use the quick coherence technique to make this small decision. Start with heart focus. Just focus your attention on the area around your heart, the area in the center of your chest. Now, start your heart breathing. Breathe deeply but normally, and as you do, feel as if your breath is coming in and going out through your heart area. Count silently to 5 or 6 as you inhale and exhale. Lastly, go to the heart feeling step. While maintaining your heart focus and heart breathing, activate a positive feeling like the care or appreciation you have for someone or something in your life. Good. Now that you've brought your system mentally, emotionally, and physically into a greater state of coherence, go ahead and make your decision. If you can, write down what you've decided. By using these 3 steps, you're placing yourself in a better position to cut through those little decisions. Hopefully, you've begun to see how engaging the power and intelligence of the heart can be beneficial in the decision-making process. It only takes a minute to do the quick coherence technique, but this 1 minute can save a lot of energy and help you make better decisions. To continue this session of successful decision-making, obtain the audio file for Part 3. Successful Decision-Making, Part 3. Now, some decisions are quite complex, have larger implications, and are more emotionally charged, or are just plain harder to make. We usually consider these to be big decisions. Big decisions take focus, intelligence, and clarity to reach. In many cases, we find we don't feel up to facing them, so we put them off until next week, until I have more information, or simply, till later. Again, you'll notice the part emotions play in our decision-making process. After a while, the stress of indecision, whether the decision is personal or professional, mounts up. We feel uneasy, experiencing a low-grade anxiety that runs as an undercurrent, whether we are conscious of it or not. We don't feel our best, but may not realize why. Or maybe we do know there's something major hanging over our heads, but just can't seem to make ourselves deal with it. Let's look at some examples of big decisions. For instance, what should I do about health insurance now that I'm self-employed? How can we budget our monthly income so we're saving for the kids' education or for our retirement every month? Since I seem to have topped out on my job potential here, should I start looking for a new job? I know my teenage son's grades are slipping, and we hardly ever talk these days. I wonder what I should do or where I can turn for help. I've got an opportunity for a better position with my company if I'm willing to relocate, but that means moving the family. What should we do? In order to deal with more complex decisions, I'd like to introduce you to the freeze frame technique. This technique is similar to quick coherence, but it takes the usefulness of coherence a step further. It is taught in most heart math training programs conducted in Fortune 100 companies, healthcare organizations, and school systems. It's a multi-purpose technique useful for reducing stress, overcoming emotional chaos, increasing performance, and yes, improving decision-making. Let me share this technique with you now while you apply it to making a decision. First, I'd like you to write down or mentally identify what it is you'd like to make a decision about, the situation or issue that needs clarity. Next, write down or mentally review what you've been thinking about this decision and how you've been feeling about it. What conclusions have you come to so far? How do these conclusions feel? Now that you've identified what you are working on and where you are currently with it, I'll take you through each step of the freeze frame technique. It's a 5-step process. Step 1. Take a time out so that you can temporarily disengage from your thoughts and feelings, especially stressful ones about a decision you need to make. Stop to admit how you're thinking, feeling, and reacting. Then put it all on pause. Step 2. Shift your focus to the area around your heart. Now feel your breath coming in through your heart and going out through your solar plexus, the area just below your sternum. Practice breathing this way a few times to ease into the technique. Step 3. Make a sincere effort to activate a positive feeling. Allow yourself to feel genuine appreciation or care for some person, place, or thing in your life. Step 4. Now, ask yourself what would be an efficient, effective attitude or action that would balance your system, help release stress, and offer clarity about the decision you're trying to make. 5. Quietly sense any change in perception or feeling, and sustain it as long as you can. Heart perceptions are often subtle. They gently suggest effective solutions that would be best for you and all concerned. Now write down or mentally review any new insights you may have gained about your decision. Don't look too hard. Just see what comes to you easily. Lastly, compare what you feel about the decision before and after doing the freeze frame technique. See what new clarity you've gained from the exercise. Good work! Hopefully, you've gotten a better sense of what the decision needs to be. You may not have a crystal clear answer, but perhaps you feel calmer and less stressed about this decision. If you didn't get more clarity, or you're unsure of what your heart is saying, go through the steps again. Just shift your attention to the area of the heart. Breathe in through the heart and out through the solar plexus. Activate a positive feeling. Ask yourself what would be an efficient, effective attitude or action that would give you clarity about your decision, and then sense any changes in perception or feeling. You may have to do this a few times before you have a sense of intuitive knowing. On decisions that have a lot of emotional weight, you may not get clarity right away. Be patient. Try to keep your thoughts and feelings under control while you genuinely ask your heart for a larger view. As I mentioned earlier, some of our big decisions are complex and hard to make. Keep trying the freeze frame technique and take it a step at a time. Greater clarity will come with sincere practice. You now have 2 new techniques for improving decision making: quick coherence and freeze frame. They are effective because, in essence, they both create a window of opportunity so that you can access your intuitive intelligence. These techniques use the electrical and biochemical dynamics of the heart to shift perception in the brain. When this occurs, the mind and emotions become calm. This calmness activates a positive feeling that sends improved bioelectrical and neurochemical information to the higher perceptual centers of the brain. This high-speed shift gives you the opportunity to experience your own higher intelligence, useful for efficient decision-making about the big and little things in life. As with all new skills, you'll get better at using quick coherence and freeze frame for decision-making with regular application. Be sure to have patience with yourself as you go. It's not about doing it perfectly the first time, or any time. It's about practicing sincerely and putting your heart into it. Now for a recommendation. Make a commitment to yourself that you'll practice the quick coherence technique at least 5 times over the course of the next couple of days, and do 1 freeze frame exercise on an important decision. Once you start practicing, it will become easier and more automatic, like riding a bike. So if you really want to improve your decision-making skill, take the next month and practice quick coherence at least 5 times a day. This can be when you first get up in the morning, while you're commuting to work, before phone calls, before meetings, during phone calls or meetings, while you're walking to your next meeting or appointment, while driving home, and before bed. Since the technique takes less than a minute to perform, there are literally dozens of times a day you could practice. You'll feel better each time you do it. And practice the freeze frame technique at least 3 times a week. With the number of decisions you're going to be making anyway, why not get your heart involved in at least some of them? You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Making decisions can be invigorating and self-empowering, especially when you've got your mind, emotions, and heart all working together for the best results. If you want to learn more about HeartMath techniques, technology, resources, and training programs, visit our website at www.heartmath.com or call us toll-free at 800-450-9111. Good luck and take care.